have started that Ramadan.
Love Talk Radio.
I would first like to read from the Quran and then give the translation by Yusuf Al-Ayli. شراب رمضان أبدي أنزلنا في قرآن هدى للناس وبينة من هدى وقرآن كان فمن شجر منكم فمن شريد منكم شعر فلا ثم ومن كان مريدا او اهل سفر فادتم من عيما اكريوا ردوا اله بكم الياش يسوى وأن يريد بكم The month of Ramadan is revealed therein before and a guidance for mankind, a clear proof that the guidance in the criterion. So whoever witness among you the month that he should fast in, and whoever is sick or on a journey then for 500 weeks and days of it. Intent, Allah intends for you ease and not intend for you hardship, so that you may complete the 5 period and you may magnify Allah for the guide you so you may be grateful. Give it up, people. Blessed Ramadan to all of you all. And I first would like the title of this goodbye is the first Ramadan. In the what is called the Islamic science, Islam knows science is one of those sciences is called the High Revelation came down. The Prophet Muhammad was first Muhammad and often his father and his mother had passed, his father had passed, he was raised as an orphan. He was a young man raised by his uncle. He was very similar to many of the good people today. He didn't go to church. He didn't go to synagogue. In fact, he paid no attention to that. He was unlike some of the young people today who are atheists and people who didn't believe in God. He believed in God, but he just didn't participate with the religious people of his time. The religious people of his time, it's today, the religious people of our time, are basically ritualistic people with no real understanding, no practicality. And the circumstances of Muhammad being an orphan, the circumstances of Muhammad being a good person, he first joined a group called the Hunafa. Hunafa were people from the word Hanifa. The word means that they were working to be upright. They were practicing how to be upright, how to be good, how to improve the human nature. And then Muhammad was not only concerned about improving his human nature, he was concerned about changing the society or working for justice. He didn't come into the idea of changing society. But he was bothered and burdened by what was going on in his society. And as a result of this burden, he had withdrawn from his society into what is called the cave. And if you all know written Islam, there's also a chapter in the Quran called the cave. So women was being disrespected. In fact, women was being almost similar to what's happening today. Cursed out, abortions was like very common. They would especially kill the women. People going to the religious house naked, drunk, abusing people. It was just a wretched society. The Byzantine society was on the rise. The Roman Empire was strong. And the Arabs were, the people there in the Hejaz looked upon as basically nothing. And so much so that it was in the Bible, it's considered worthless. They were considered a worthless people. And this actually bothered Muhammad. And so during this hot period, he went into the cave. And the cave also alludes to Plato, who also went into the cave. So we have to understand this in connection with other religions, that this deep, profound contemplation brought about, but it's very about the circumstances. We're getting the feedback, but that's okay. We're gonna keep working. We're gonna keep a wild wag box. And we're joining thousands of Muslims in the Associate Imam Wardeen Muhammad, were a very learned Imam who actually had been fluent in Arabic and in Turkish. Imam Dr. Talib Sharif is holding Juma via the same vehicle that we're doing. But I'm following what is called an Ijma. That is the consensus of the people that I'm associated with. And I'm not calling this Juma. Even though after this, in the second part, I would do with my family, and my son will call the second, my son will call the comma, and we will make the salat to Juma. And we'll have further discussion. I'm hoping that we can have a discussion, a public address on Sunday, called the time and what must be done. Now let's continue on with the theme of this profound contemplating of Muhammad, the model human being. Let's just pause for 1 minute and go to the time that we're in today. Allah God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, is showing the human being that he is in charge. There is not a public Juma nowhere on the globe, except among a few nuts. Yeah, one government had to actually ban one group. I'm not going to name that group. But there's one very familiar with the history and movements of Islam in the world, on the globe. I know them. I think they're sincere, but I know they're sincerely misguided. And that particular government or that particular country has decided that they can't have practice. So the Vatican has been closed. There's no synagogue open. There is no masjid open. In fact, the president of the Islamic Majlis, Ushura of New York, has instructed people not to come together. They say all praises due to Allah for technology. I just want to here go a moment to something that's important and for us to understand our religion. And we have quite a few knowledgeable people in this community. So we have to go all around, right in the just local area. We have very knowledgeable people who are not only knowledgeable, but are committed to seeing al-Islam rise among the native people of America. But I want to return back to the theme of the Allah declaring the Shahada chain to everybody. There's no God but God, and there's African Americans and I understand the religion that God is God all by himself. And people are looking, they're saying COVID-19. But it has shut down commerce, it has shut down educational institutions, it has actually shut down political institutions. The city where I reside in, the first time in this city's history, the city of Linden, where I'm a councilman, we couldn't have a council meeting because of a health risk. We should contemplate and think why these things are happening. And the second part of the Shahada thing tells us that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, of Qatim Nabiyun. But Imam Muhammad said that's something deeper than that. The highest station for man is only the credit message of God. That's all man can do. And man can see what's going on in the creation, and he can think and contemplate what's going on in the creation and understand that God is in charge of us all. And so during the daylight hours, the daylight represents conscious behavior. We are now to refrain from eating, drinking, smoking, having sex with our lawful mates, and not even engaging in an idle talk. And it says fasting is for Allah, and it's the only one that he will reward directly himself. Shahadatain benefits us, except the Almighty God. It's a benefit to us. And the prophet said that all these pillars, the four pillars, is for your benefit with the exception of fast. So let's understand. The salat is to restore your five senses, keep you in balance. The zakat is to keep the society going. The hajj is to give us a universal picture. But the fast, and nobody knows what you're fast. You may not eat or drink. There was a great leader. One of his servants caught him drinking water during Ramadan in a very hot country, and he killed his servant because he didn't want to know. He was interested in the outer show of fasting. But how do we know that you're fasting? We don't know you're fasting. Because fasting means to keep away from bad thoughts. And some of us are struggling with envy. Some of us are struggling with jealousy. In fact, one of the biggest burdens upon the African-American people, and I'm directly talking firstly to them, envy is jealousy and a need to be engaged in what is called an argumentation, just arguing for the argument's sake. That's a part of the African-American nation that's created on the plantation. So during that time, if you were envious of your brother or your sister, if you are jealous, I don't care whether you don't drink from here until eternity. I don't care if you don't eat from here to eternity. You have not fasted. Some of us, we're speaking to the recovery community, to the friends of Bill. This month of Ramadan, many people will say, okay, I'm going to give up narcotics. I'm going to give up cigarettes for this month. Very good. That's time in the month to be a year to break bad habits during the month of Ramadan. But if you're not doing that to please God, and let me explain to that, this is not like a pagan idea where you please the God, the Allah, whatever God there. No, this is your nature. And for that month, 30 days, we bring the nature to comply with what God wants. And during the daylight hours, it represents a consciousness. We do something that is unnatural. It's unnatural to drink. The wild animals will go crazy if they can't drink or eat. In fact, even a domestic cat will probably kill its owner if it doesn't have any food after a period of time. But our stomachs are growling. Our hunger is intense, and we are using that intense hunger to satisfy God's urge for us to have self-restraint. God, he doesn't do this to teach us to punish us. He is doing this to help us and also to be grateful. The last part of that ayah says that he would teach us to be grateful. Grateful for what? Despite the COVID-19, most of us are eating. Most of us, I said all of us. But then we should identify with those who can't eat around the world. We should identify with those of our people, the African American people that are hungry. There's a young man that even when there isn't a COVID, or a woman, a little child, free COVID, because his parents or her parents have messed up the money that they've gotten, they are hungry. Now people starving right in New York City, right in New Jersey. Remember, Muhammad identified with those people. And as a result of that, he wasn't seeking as the yogi is seeking to discover himself. As some is perhaps a Sufi to discover, become the beloved of God. No, he was seeking to improve the society. And what happens after we have fasted during the daylight hours in the conscious spirit, we return with iftar. Iftar is the same from the Arabic word fatir, the nature. We return to our nature. And I think it would be a good idea. I'm watching other Muslims are doing it. And they're beginning to have a virtual iftar. You can stay right where you are. But we can call the adhan. We can break the fast together. The purpose of the iftar is to be reconnected socially. See, first you start reshaping the individual in a group. Then secondly, you reconnect in a group. And unlike some Muslims who took a half hour, 40 minutes out and fast, I've been with Muslims, immigrant Muslims, and I've seen them wait 40 minutes after the adhan has been called to break the fast. Imam Muhammad said to us, as soon as the call is given for Maghrib, and let's spend a little minute here on Maghrib. Why is Maghrib the beginning of our day? Because our day, in Islam, God said he brings light out of death and light out of darkness. So when the day starts in darkness, we reconnect to ourselves. Allah says he permits us to eat, drink, have sex with our lawful mate, because God is saying to us, none of us told us, his Tawil's interpretation is a very profound interpretation, I think, that there's nothing wrong with nature. See, the other religious people did get it wrong. They said human nature is evil. No, human nature is not evil. The misuse of the human nature is evil. And so the conscience, while it is light, between the thread of black and white of the day, we start the fasting. And again, the fasting is not just against food, bad thoughts, pornography, all those things that harm, degrade, and undermine the dignity of the human being, the disrespect of parents. In fact, it's said by the prophet, Allah doesn't even accept the fast of a disrespectful child. This is to be understood. You can't make the rituals and don't follow them. And again, I say to those who are recovering, trying to struggle with whatever issue you are struggling with, this is the best time. It is said that the gates of hell is closed. So whatever you do during the month of Ramadan, you're doing it. You can't say the devil made me do it. You did it. It's your own self. So that control. Now let us turn our attention to the three parts of Ramadan. Let us focus now on the first 10 days, which is the first 10 days of mercy. You know the first people we should turn our mercy toward? Ourselves. We are too hard on ourselves. Somewhere I heard it is said that if you can beat yourself up with a feather, not a chain. So we beat ourselves up. So stop it. Be merciful to yourself. Be merciful to your family members. This is what this Ramadan is, to reshape us. Be merciful to your neighbor. Be merciful to people that you live with. Just a smile. That's how we make Ramadan. Not again, it's great emphasis. People don't eat, they don't drink, and they think they're made Ramadan. And they have the same shameful behavior that they had before Ramadan and after Ramadan. Because they haven't worked on the internal self, the struggle to subdue anger, to subdue resentments, to subdue antisocial behaviors. Then the next thing we should have a merchant for is what? If the prophet was told that he was a rahmat to I, the means, a rahmat to the nas, the merchant to the nas, and we understand that the Quran is a guidance. Actually, the Quran is a science of how to build a society. Then who should we have our next merchant to? Your African-American people. And again, you're not going to achieve Ramadan. I can tell you this with authority. I don't have to go to any scholar to verify this. You're not going to get Ramadan. You're not going to get the benefits of it until your concerns is the same concerns of Muhammad. And all the great teachers that taught African Americans, whether they be Imam Waqidi Muhammad or those who follow Sheikh Tawfiq, Rahmatullah Alayhi, all of them, they both had concern for the African American people. We should invite them in to hear our lectures, as many of them are listening now. We are broadcasting not only on this vehicle, but we are also broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio, that we want to reach the public, whether wherever they are. Because remember, this is for the nas, the people. Didn't say anything about this is for Muslims. This is for all of us belong to God. I want to say something I said in this last khutbah or lecture. If you don't like the idea that this is a khutbah, that's fine with me. But we should be also sensitized to what's going on with our planet. Evil has appeared on the land, Allah says, for what their own hand is sent for. And all of the world leaders, as Imam Muhammad predict, there will come a time when all of the world leaders will be brought together. And this is judgment upon the world leaders. This is a judgment upon us Muslim leaders in America. Where is our Sikh committee, which should have evolved over 40-some years to when Imam came out in 1970, we should have hospitals. Where is our accident and mishap committee? So we're going to be punished for that. And we are being punished. Allah has shut the universe down. And we all have not. I want to say to the people of the world, you want to get this virus up off of you, us? Ask Allah to lift it. I remember Imam Muhammad said he told one of his children, he said, Daddy, Peter is biting me. He said, why don't you ask Allah to have the mosquitoes to leave you? And we said, oh, that's a trivial matter. No, we should ask Allah for help. When we are overcome, that should be, we Muslims should lead the effort for a world that, if we are what the Quran says, kuntu khayratan ummatan ukhrijat linnas, you are the best raised up for the people. If we were not, it didn't say raised up for the Muslims. And I really hate to hear us getting into that. The Muslims. I never heard Imam Muhammad address us like that. I heard others who didn't follow Imam Muhammad and followed others outside of this association followed the Muslims. No, we don't separate ourselves from human beings. In fact, Imam Muhammad said the word Muslim means human being, because all children come into the world surrendering to God. They all come into the world loving, social. Creative. So let's not get it twisted. This is not a club. This is not an order. This is for all people. And this is a social community life. And Ramadan comes as a result of Muhammad, the prophet, the prayers of the peace be upon him, struggling to see his people. He didn't know anything about the Romans. He knew about Syria. He traveled to Syria. But his concern was his people were in a degraded state. Let us think about the degradation of our people. Let us remember, trouble in religion among our people to establish right leadership started with great leaders like Dr. Benjamin Elijah Bates, the teacher of Dr. Martin Luther King, the teacher of Howard Thurman, and a man that had a profound influence upon Imam Waqidi Muhammad. I heard some of us leaders get up and talk, and we never connect to African American people. We act like we had never had religion before. We didn't have a perfected religion until the coming of Imam Waqidi Muhammad. That's true. But don't deny that there was a struggle, that we were attempted, and Allah said, وَجَدَّ كَادُ عَلَىٰ فَحَدَّ. And he found you wandering, searching, looking, and he guided you. And this is what the Quran is guidance for. What? God is not for the how to die. I guess you know elephants have rituals for dying. They actually bury their dead and have ceremonies and put leaves over there. So Allah don't need to teach you to die. But he does tell you to die. Maut fahaya. Maut is death. Die so you can live. Die to ignorance. Die to envy. Die to jealousy. Die to over suspicion. Die to the lack of trust. Die to things that they planted into us in the plantation. I would be less than Imam. I should be charged with a crime if I don't apply this religion to our condition. So any person for my people, it's for all people, but for any person, my own people, should be able to walk into one of our mosques, messages, and hear a message that can wake them up. And very shortly, their band is going to be called, they're going to call the comma and the watching message in a few minutes. We're going to call it here at home. But in that comma, the muezzin, the one who calls us attention, get our attention, is going to say what? Hayya as-salat. What he means by that? He's saying, come alive to the word of God. And what is the word of God? The direction is how you build community life. That is education life, business life, cultural life, political life. In the muezzin is going to call your attention to cultivation. Hayat al-falal. Cultivate. Human life is seen as a garden. A garden means you have to keep the weeds out. And one of the weeds that keeps us out and the need to be above one another, not to be connected. Now, we heard the word Kaaba, the word Kaaba being connected. So we in this associating memoir of Muhammad should be connected. And I make no apologies, without hesitation, without reservation, that I'm a 1,000% supporter of the mosque here. That's why I joined with the Harlem Islamic Center and great leaders like Ismail Shamsuddin, Imam Ismail Shamsuddin. That's what Imam Waqidi Muhammad II calls him. And one of the first New Yorkers, Imam Waqidi Muhammad I, ever mentioned to me. Now, I'm not here to stroke people. People know I'm not a stroker, but I'm here to tell facts. Some think I'm a non-stroker. Well, probably that's true. But no, I love you. And there's nothing you can do about it because God put it in my heart to love you. But Secretary General of our association here on the East Coast was the secretary, regional secretary for the Nation of Islam, our Foundation of Islam, B-side, has now accepted the role to coordinate and bring people together with the Harlem Islamic Center. And he didn't stop there with Islam. He's in partnership with our Christian brothers and sisters, Destiny Church, and Development Outreach. That's what we hold Juma at. And when we can physically get back together, my mind is filled with Bethany developing outreach. Because it's not enough to have Ellis Law if you don't have an outreach, which Allah says nearest to you is the Christians. And I can assure you that many of our Christian friends are trying Islam now. I had a Christian person call me today and said, when does Ramadan start? So this is for all people, starting first and foremost with your own people. Let us reshape ourselves. Let us feel closer and closer to each other in our association. And remember what the Prophet Muhammad said. None of you will enter paradise until you have faith, and none of you will have faith until you love one another. So let us practice love. Let us practice concern for each other. Let us draw together. And with the permission of the Secretary General of this association, Brother Secretary Ismail Shamsuddin, Mommy Ismail Shamsuddin, I would like to address the public using this vehicle, 3 o'clock on Sunday, called The Time and What Must Be Done. The Time and What Must Be Done. Right now, this society is in Asr. The word Asr also means juice, the squeeze of juice. But this is the time when we have to squeeze out our humanity. So I want to discuss in more details what we have to say today and how we can move forward to building the strongest community on earth. It is my belief, firmly, based on what I see from Imam Muhammad, that if America is going to be reopened fully and reindustrialized, it is us who will have to accept the responsibility. And remember, the first thing Imam Muhammad called for when he came into office was nursing homes. And I hate to say it to the public, and I'm a person that supports capitalism, but the shambles that we see in the nursing homes today in our society should shame us. Not because Muslims are suffering in the nursing homes, not because blacks are suffering in the nursing homes, because human beings that belong to Allah are suffering for someone to make a profit. Press Secretary Ismail Shamsuddin has been working to get nursing homes. He has a senior citizen facility where many of us, not just Muslims, many of our people can live, and it's open to all people. But let us do that. Let's work hard. Let's stay together. Let's be more committed. Let's donate and support the mosque cares that represents us. There's an announcement that came out for the Muslims of America asking people to stay home. And one of those persons, they didn't ask any of us. They asked whom they see and whom President Obama called to the White House as the leader that succeeded Imam Barakuddin Muhammad. Let's keep the mosque carriers in our focus. Let's support leaders that support the mosque carriers. And may Allah bless each and every one of us. Bless your family. As-salamu alaykum. Okay, call the Dan to the next slide.